The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
Good afternoon, good afternoon. Welcome to America's Web Radio with Mark the Shark on Bite of Reality. I'm telling you, this week again, amazing week, amazing, amazing, amazing. What are we going to do this week? You know, every week you tune in and you wonder what I'm going to say. So does the Biden administration wonder. Everybody wonders what I'm going to say. And you know what? That's okay. I like people wondering what I'm going to say, because you know what? I never know what I'm going to say. And that keeps me on my toes, keeps society on its toes. You know, I kind of thought this week, what was the most pressing problems in America? And this week, I know a lot of you tune in to listen to my rhyme time, but we've dispensed with rhyme time for the week. We're actually looking at something else that we're going to be doing. But I think that this week was an important week in American history, and I don't think that we recognize what is going on in this country as a whole. And I listen to the newscasters around the planet. I listen to radio. I listen to some television outside America, the BBC. I listen to Al Jazeera. I know. I listen to America's Web Radio. I listen to On Point with Victor. And some of the things that I'm seeing and I'm hearing, CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, I think they're missing the big picture. I think they're missing the entire picture sometimes. I think America has lost its collective identity. We've lost our collective identity, and by that I mean we've lost our minds. How much is enough? What's going to take place before Americans experience the American citizen, not everybody else who's here, the 8 million people who are here in this country? I'm talking about the actual American citizens. What is it going to take before we completely lose faith in our government? How much lying can the American public take? I ask that to myself every single week. And I wonder, why do we put up with this? And I'm not just talking about Karine Jean-Pierre Flopsy-Mopsy from the White House. I'm talking about White House counsel, Ian Sams. We're going to cover that later on. And I'm talking about the Republicans, the spineless Republicans. I'm tired of hearing everything that they're not doing. I want to hear stuff that they are doing. You know, this is part of the problem here in America now. The lying has to cease. We must demand better as American citizens. We gave them the ability to govern this great nation. And the thought process by which they can stand before a camera, stand before the American people, and unabatedly lie to the American people on a daily basis, without repercussions, without consequences, without anything whatsoever happening to them. What am I talking about? Well, let me give you some examples. Let's look at Jamie Raskin, for instance. He's my favorite because he was supposed to be the brilliant guy, the best of the bunch. You know, most of Mr. Intelligent. During January 6th, he was the star. Right? So now, what do we have? Jamie Raskin, this pathetic talking bobblehead, he comes out in a wordside salad this week and literally says, gee, it's the only thing Republicans have to run on is to create a dark cloud around Hunter, and maybe that will affect Joe Biden. You know, he's either absolutely blatantly, astoundingly detached from his own reality and a sense of reality. It's scary to me that we have people like this on the judiciary committees, on our legislative committees, as our elected officials. And they're living on an alternative planet. The fact that the Democrats for 4 years, remember this. Let me refresh America's memory. Because we have like a 15-second memory in America. For 4 years, Jamie Raskin, Adam Schiff, the rest of the Democrats and Pelosi chased him around for 4 years. Remember that? 4 years, Russia, 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 the Russia collusion hoax, the hoax of Russia collusion, when they knew at the beginning it was garbage. But you know what? The Republicans did nothing to stop it. They also wanted him out. Why? Because it's an incestuous relationship between the Republican Party and the Democratic Party. The establishment parties do not want someone, an outsider, coming in and rocking the boat. Because that pulls back the curtain. That pulls back the curtain and allows people to see what actually our government is doing and how corrupt it is at this point. We talk about third-party banana republics. Look at what's going on in this country right now. It's scary to me that this is not being covered by the media. Remember when this country started, and I know none of us were here in 1776, the media was set up, and its common goal was to keep an eye on behalf of the American people on government. And this media has failed miserably at that solemn duty. They really have. When they were pursuing Donald Trump for the 4 years, the media was jumping right all over it. They were right in front of it. They were on it every single day. And that's all you heard about. Joy Reid, Joyless Reid, from The View, the CNNs, the MSNBCs. They were all over this stuff. ABC, CBS, they wanted you to know that Donald Trump was a Russian agent. And why? Because he began pulling back on the curtain, and people were beginning to see the rot and the decay in our government, in our establishment government, the government employees that have been there for 20 years, 30 years, that actually run this government, and they're there beyond the 4 years that a president is or 8 years that a president is. They're the people who create the problem, like Lois Lerner. Remember that? Remember Lois Lerner targeting conservative groups? What happened to her? Well, that's right, nothing. Why? If justice is applied without consequences, there are no consequences, right? That's simple, very simple. So now they are complaining. Jamie, I was getting back to Jamie Raskin. I got sidetracked for a little bit. The fact that they went after him for 4 years with Jamie Raskin leading the pack of idiots, now coming back and complaining with a pile of evidence, literally, checks piling up, literally, money, tens of millions of dollars transferred to the Biden family and spread out among them without a product. What was the product of the Biden family? There was no product, folks. What was the product? Joe Biden and influence peddling. And you know what? I understand that. They say lobbying, right? That's what they keep saying, lobbying. Well, Hunter was not registered as a foreign lobbyist, was he, under FARA? No, he was not. In fact, Hunter didn't register under anything, but he was on Air Force One. He was flying all over the country. And I've heard the term bagman, and I believe that's a reference to the mob, where they used to have a guy go around and pick up the money in a bag, literally, in a little paper bag, brown paper bag. But this is much more sophisticated. And the fact that I love that no one's pointing out to this, and you're going to get it here first from Bite of Reality, what a blatant out-and-out, front and center. It was a scheme. But they didn't even hide the scheme. They didn't try to hide the scheme. It was there. It was there the whole time. But they were so comfortable that nothing would be done that they didn't even try to move that money around. So they set up 20 shell companies. Big deal. You're going to find those. That's not really hiding it. There were better ways to do this. And you know what? We may find out now with the impeachment inquiry, and I'll talk about that in a little bit, that's now been voted on by the Congress, that's an official process now. It's not an impeachment proceeding, not like they did to Donald Trump, without any kind of impeachment investigation. They just decided they're going to impeach him. They had the votes. This is how corrupt the system has become. Whenever the party in majority thinks something on the other side is wrong, they're now going to look to impeach him, to inhibit his ability to govern for the American people. But why are the Republicans going so slow? Well, they say they're going carefully. Well, this is kind of like, you know, pulling teeth from an alligator. Do you go carefully or do you just jump in there and pull them out? Well, what the problem is here is that they are saying that they're going after Hunter. And that's what the media is pulling that's pulling the hood over the American people's eyes. Let's blindfold the American people. They're going after Hunter. No, folks, don't buy that for a second. They're not going after Hunter. Quite frankly, Hunter's a private citizen. Who cares what Hunter did? It doesn't have any bearing on my life. But what our president did, if our president is corrupt, if it's found that he was taking money from foreign agents, from foreign governments, for favors from America, that I have a problem with. Because that is a duty to America that he owes. So stop saying they're investigating Hunter, because that's not what they're looking for. They really don't care what's going on with Hunter. Seriously, they do not. What they care about is what is going on with Joe Biden. Has Joe Biden been compromised? Remember, we chased Donald Trump for 4 years on that same basis without an inkling of evidence. And those 51 secret agents who signed on to that letter, did they lose their clearances? No. Another one of the Democrat farces. Nothing ever happened again. Nothing. And ultimately, what do you want to see here done? Was there a loan? Was there a loan? If there was a loan, gee, guys, just produce the loan documents. Let's see it on your tax returns, right? Because you had to get interest. The IRS imputes interest on a loan, right? Especially $100,000, $200,000, $20 million. Tens of millions of dollars gone from foreign governments. And we're not interested in this on the Democratic side. Why is this so political? I don't know. But I don't think that's it. The fact is that lying to the American people like Jamie Raskin is doing here, when he says there's nothing, there's no evidence whatsoever, it's a complete lie. I'll say that. We're going to try to keep it clean. It's bull. It has nothing to do with the reality of what's going on. They have been uncovering from that treasure trove laptop that, again, still to this date, Hunter has not admitted is his laptop, but he's demanded that it be returned. And he sued the guy at the repair shop, but he denies that he ever dropped it off, but he wants it back. Well, why does he want it back if it's not his? Listen, America, you got to be smarter than the paper. Don't be a blockhead. All right? In what point in our little Democratic Republic are the people going to take back this country and make it America again? We're not able to run it the way it was intended. The people who were honorable, by people who were truthful, that's the way America was set up. It was set up to be run by people who had the American interest in their sights, and that was their sole purpose for being there. The big question is, does Washington turn people into liars, or are the people liars before they get to Washington? Well, that's a great question, isn't it? Well, some of them go to Washington because they lied. Oh, I don't know, Eric Swalwell, sleeping with the enemy, you know, starring and sleeping with the enemy. And then we have that congressman, whose name shall remain hidden, who made up his whole life, and they tossed him out. Well, then you have in the Senate, you have Bob Menendez. And he's been hanging in there. Why? Why is Bob Menendez still being in there? They found a ton of evidence. I'm not hearing Jamie Raskin go to his defense and say, there's no evidence here. He's got the same pile of evidence that Joe Biden has, except it was in gold bars, not in money transactions. Joe's smarter than he was. But it's amazing. They found DNA on those gold bars, isn't it? But on that cocaine in the White House, they couldn't find a thing. And that ended in 10 days. Or did it? Yeah. We'll have to figure that out one day. So when you go to Washington, are you a liar or do you become a liar when you get to Washington? I think it's a little bit of both. But who do they represent? I keep hearing, I represent my constituents. I don't think they do. What they represent is their own interests. They represent the party interest, but they don't represent your interests. Think about it for a second. Because if they did, our border would be closed 3 years ago, the way it was. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back after this. Stand by. You're going to love the rest.
Veteran-owned, America's Web Radio would like to thank all of our incredible patrons. We wouldn't be able to do this without you. If you are not already a patron, you can help us continue to produce some of the most informative and entertaining shows on the Internet by becoming a patron. Patrons of America's Web Radio are the first to receive information about new shows and links to the latest podcast episodes. Join now and receive a free gift while supplies last. For more information and to join our family, please visit www.patreon.com/AmericasWebRadio. If you have questions, contact us at gm@AmericasWebRadio.com. And as always, thank you for listening.
If you want the truth about politics, medicine, weapons, classic cars, and more, you'll want to tune in to America's Web Radio. You can listen to all of your favorite shows live at www.americaswebradio.com or on demand on iTunes, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. That's www.americaswebradio.com.
Start taking back our country from the liberal wokes by voting locally for conservative Republicans.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
And we're back with Bite of Reality with America's Web Radio, and you're listening to Mark the Shark. So right before the break, I was telling you, or asking you, does Washington make you a liar, or are you a liar when you get to Washington? Well, they no longer absolutely represent America. They don't represent the American people. And what we need and what we want as Americans and what we actually deserve is people who represent America, represent our values. We keep hearing about the values, the moral clarity. And we don't have any moral clarity anymore in America. We don't have any morals anymore in America. The society is decaying. And it started where? Where did it start? Well, let's look into it. Somebody asked me the other day, what has any of these people in Congress or the Senate done for you? The America, the American people, can you sit there and honestly tell me one thing that these people have done to make your life better? In fact, the last 3 years, unfortunately, I think they've made it a lot worse. But one thing, can you think about that right now? I'll wait. No, just kidding. But think about that. What have they done to make your lives better? Because isn't that what your government's supposed to be doing? To make your life better? To focus on your issues? To focus on your problems? But they didn't do that, and they haven't done that. And Trump tried to do it, but he ran into resistance from the Republicans and the Democrats, both of them. He fought both parties. He was a man on an island of his own. But you forget about that because that's what the media told you to do. They said he's the evil guy, the Nazi. That's words that they can use. And it invokes images to people around the world. Well, guess what? It's all garbage, folks. But we as Americans have failed ourselves. We have elected the ancient Romans to run this country, as great as America is. And we as Americans have become a seriously defective policy. We're failing ourselves. Without a doubt. Not only is our elementary education a disaster, our students in elementary school, high school, in our educational system, our public system is failing. Our colleges are a cesspool of radical progressive, God, my tongue doesn't even want to say the word, radical progressive behavior, the ideology This is the death of American society as we know it. Integrity and honor are no longer cherished. They're smashed upon the very foundation of our universities and pushed aside by the woke ideologies. But we're not seeing it because no one wants to see it. Who are the people who are now running our universities and our higher education systems? And I hesitate to use that word, education or higher. It should actually be indoctrination facilities. And I go back to the same thing again, and I know we spoke about it last week, but the ultimate idiocracy is now brewing. Harvard, okay, the once esteemed university in this nation and across the world, turned out phenomenal leaders like Elise Stefanik. What happened? Harvard's president, Claudine Gay, the first black female woman, first president of Harvard to be that, is exactly what she appeared to be, an idiot and a half when she testified before Congress. This is the absolute demonstrable deficiency in our current university system. You can plagiarize, you can testify like a complete imbecile, you can facilitate zero freedom of speech until it comes to Jews, and then you're all in on the freedom of speech bandwagon. And furthermore, the governing board of Harvard, are they completely insane that she should not lose her job because they're promoting black females who are unqualified, not masters of the language that they profess to understand and clearly simply morons of demonstrating our higher education? It's nothing more than a high budget nonsense. It's devastating the American society. It's festering the cesspool of ideological pus. It's just blatantly apparent at Harvard University because they uncovered it. They pulled back the curtain. I should think we should pull all federal funding from schools that diverge from the American values, honor, integrity, moral clarity. Calling for the death of an entire society is not contextually based. That's how it started in Germany, folks. Contextually based. Promoting death to an entire Jewish population is not a violation of the code of ethics or the freedom of speech regulations on Harvard. But if you misgender somebody, they'll hang you from the yardarm in the main quad. You know, I cannot believe that I have to talk about this. If you turn around, and here's where you can tell the rubber meets the road, so to speak, okay? Give you an example. Let's change the word Jews as the operative word, okay? Make it Muslims. Make it blacks. Call for the genocide of blacks. Call for the genocide of Muslims. You will be vacated from those universities faster than those illegal aliens who were in Martha's Vineyard were deported. Right off there. Get out there. Boom. Gone. So let me ask you this. If I was calling or anyone else was calling for the killing of Muslims in this country, what would happen? In a heartbeat, the DOJ would be at my door bashing it down, arresting me. I'd be taken out in handcuffs. This is the stupidity that's being displayed here. And you're trying to falsify the American knowledge, trying to bullspit us right through. It's absurd. This is an outrage, folks. It must be treated as an outrage, or it will fester further and infect the rest of what's left of America. The heck is wrong with this country? If you can run around and say, kill all Muslims and get in trouble for it, no. But run around and say, kill all Jews, you're fine. Right? You're fine. Everything's fine. No problem. Welcome to Nazi Germany. That's how it started, folks. And as they say, it starts with the Jews, but it never ends there. What's next? Okay? And you're going to hear this again and again and again. This outrage must be ripped out of our society now, without question. This moron at Harvard, she needs to go. Harvard has fallen from the esteemed university status. It's now just a cesspool of ideological imbeciles who have no relationship to this country. They hate this country. And when you hate a country that you live in, and I say this not without thinking, which some may accuse me of, but over 700 of the radical professors at Harvard supported her staying on and support the obviously radical ideology of liberal progressive idiots that have devastated the roots of Harvard University. Yet it continues. It needs a change. And I think you have to take the money. Tax their billion-dollar, multi-billion-dollar endowments. Why are they not taxed? They're nothing but an indoctrination mill for radical thought processes against America. And if you want to destroy America, you're doing it right out the front, right in the front door. And I'll give you another example, okay? I saw testimony, or it wasn't testimony, it was, I guess, a press conference from Scott Glenn. Those of you who don't know who Scott Glenn was, because I didn't, he's president of the, ready for this, he's vice president, I should say, of the Asset Protection Department of Home Depot. Okay, so here's a tidbit for you. Here's a joyful tidbit. I love this. In the kingdom of this society. So Glenn on Tuesday this week stated that the reason for a rise in crime at Home Depot is an increased presence of fentanyl and opioid use rise and third-party marketplaces and lack of resources for law enforcement. Why does that sound like a Jamie Raskin wordside salad? Or a Kamala Harris, blah, 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 blah. Here's another tidbit for Home Depot. How about the lack of punishment for criminals? How about the lack of prosecutions of criminals? How about the progressive DAs who don't prosecute criminals? How about the progressive laws that allow people to steal up to $950 before it's any kind of criminal matter? I mean, are we seriously thinking that the opioid use and a third-party marketplace is your main problems? And wait a second. The D should in Home Depot should be for dumb. You guys called for the defunding the police. Oh, now you need more resources? Well, I think you need to talk to Mayor Adams. He just pulled another $1 billion to handle the immigration crisis in New York from the police department. Good idea. What could possibly go wrong here? You know, you can stick your head in a bag and disregard everything else that's going around you, but eventually you're going to have to come out of that bag and you're going to have to suck some of the air from the rest of the world. And I suggest you do it rather quickly because you will suffocate, just like what's going on. And the D and Democrats standard for defund the police. Why? But now they're saying somehow or another, I've heard people yell from the Democratic Party that the Republicans are calling for the defunding of the police. I beg one of them to produce a clip, an ad, a written document anywhere that said that a Republican called for the defunding of the law enforcement agencies in this country. I don't think they have a clue. And that goes back to my first point. When you're in Washington, you lie. Everybody is lying. They don't tell the truth. And we got to stop putting up with that. That's not acceptable. And our media needs to step up and say enough. They are the watchdogs. And our watchdog is sleeping. Our watchdog is helping the criminal. He's helping the criminal, not criminal, the criminal. He's helping the criminal walk out the front door with all of our great republic stuff, everything. They're taking everything. They're taking our morals. They're taking our ethics. They're taking our integrity. They're working right out the front door. And the media's helping them. They're actually carrying the water with them. They're carrying the water. It's amazing. So keep voting, radical left. See what happens. Yeah, how's Venezuela doing? How'd that work out? And by the way, we lock up our toothpaste. Here's the scenario that you're going to have under the ideologues, under the Democratic Party here. You're going to go shopping to a store. You're going to get mugged on the way into the store. And when you get into the store, you're going to find that the criminal who mugged you outside is inside the store. But he's not going to be arrested. He's not going to be prosecuted. And then you go to get your toothpaste is what you came for. You grab your toothpaste? No, because your toothpaste is locked up. But the criminal that mugged you on the way in is not locked up. But then you call a clerk. And the clerk finally gets you your toothpaste from behind locked doors. And you go outside to drive home. And guess what? That same criminal or another criminal has carjacked your car as you're getting in. And he steals your car. So just keep voting progressive Democrats into office. That's the best way to get mass transit up and running again. and people will pile into mass transit because all their cars will be stolen. It's a brilliant plan. I love it. Love it. You got to love it when a Democrat comes up with a plan. You know, talking about Democrats and plans. So how, Chicago, how's that crime rate doing? Oh, wait, it's up 60%? Just keep those good laws letting the criminals out. No responsibility, no culpability, no consequences for stealing, carjacking, robbery, and assaults. When is this country going to wake up? People, stop putting these knuckleheads into office. You got to stop. Because we're ruining our country. And then we complain about it. It's because we ruined it. We put these imbeciles in office. So I have to do, I very rarely do comments on television shows because they're meant to be comedy. They're meant to be funny. But I have to tell you, Saturday Night Live, well, I'm going to tell you right after this. You're not going to want to miss this, but Saturday Night Live, stand by. When I come back, I'll let you know what's going on.
Attention veterans with PTSD. If you can't sleep at night, listen to A Veteran's Place, hosted by Dr. Don Moeller, at 10 a.m. every Thursday, for your answer to sleeping, here on the Veteran Station, owned by a vet, with shows just for vets. AmericasWebRadio.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, join me, Roger B., every Tuesday at 1400 hours right here on America's Web Radio for the Locked and Loaded Show. We will talk about guns, weapons, ammo, gun accessories, prepping, and so much more. So be sure to join us every Tuesday at 1400 or 2 p.m. for Locked and Loaded on America's Web Radio.
Hello, I'm Dr. Mike Karuchak. Have you ever wondered what doctors talk about amongst themselves? If you do, join us on the Doctor's Lounge and hear the doctor's conversations amongst themselves. Join me and my co-host, Dr. Hal Schertz, every Thursday morning, 8 to 9 a.m.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
And we're back with Mark the Shark on Bite of Reality on America's Web Radio. So I was talking about right before the break, Saturday Night Live. Saturday Night Live has gone dead. There's no other way to put it. I mean, from such amazing things as John Belushi, Samurai Optometrist, Chevy Chase, amazing comedians, amazing writers back in the day. Saturday Night Live was a phenomenal show. Everybody used to run to go watch it. But on Saturday this week, they ran a skit about Elise Stefanik and Claudine Gay, the questioning at the Congress halls, actually at the Capitol, before Congress, when she was testifying. This was probably the most horrific skit that I have seen in the history of television. There are things that you can joke about. There are things that you can make fun of. What they did on Saturday night was like running a skit on 9/11 on that Saturday about, oh, I don't know, killing 3,000 Americans, and that was funny. That was all funny as hell, right? So they ran a skit about Elise Stefanik questioning about anti-Semitism of this imbecile, Claudine Gay, the president of Harvard, still the president of Harvard, which is bizarre in and of itself. They have become just a poor, tasteless show. And if you've watched them before, I suggest you just turn off the channel because they're gone. Saturday Night Live has lost its intelligence. That's not fun. When you poke fun at death, dead people in a killed in a massacre, 1,300 Israelis, and by the way, we're not even talking about it, but there were 30 Americans killed in that massacre, in that tragedy. And we're not talking about it. Why? And they have hostages. Oh, remember those? Yes. I think it was 230. We still can't get an accurate number because they don't really know. They don't know how many are alive. They don't know how many are dead. So they've gotten a couple back. Where's the rest of them? But let me go. I'm going to focus on Saturday Night Live for a second. So you know what? This is an atrocious show. This show needs to be thrown off of television. And I'm really, I think it's Lorne Greene who is the producer. He's the executive producer of it. I'm amazed that with his history and the shows that he's put out, that he chose to put something this stupid on. And the fact is that this show needs to apologize to the American public. This is something devastating. The fact that there are now still Americans killed and being held, and they're poking fun at Elise Stefanik, making fun of that anti-Semitism displayed by the Harvard president, that's disgusting. That's not funny, folks. They need to go back and look at the old tapes. They need to go back and look at what was funny. Because you know what? They are calling for genocide on Saturday Night Live. That's just hysterical, isn't it? It's knee-slapping funny. I don't find it funny at all, and neither should you. And we're on that subject. Why is America as a whole, not furious and taking retribution against Hamas for killing 30 Americans and still holding American hostages? Are we dumb as a nation? On October 7, 2023, under Joe Biden, more than 1,200 Israelis and foreign nationals, mostly civilians, were killed. 248 were taken hostage during the initial attack. And why are we not talking about the 30 or 33 Americans? We can't even get a straight number from our stinking government about how many are now being held. Why is that? Does anybody understand that Joe Biden is incompetent at best and a fool at worst? And we're fools for letting him be there. Normally, you have a president, if he's an idiot, he has people around him who are brilliant. We have an idiot in charge of idiots. This is ridiculous. Amen. What are we doing? We need to get Biden gone. He needs to leave office, retire.
Mark, we have gone so far down the hill and away from America. And I think if ever there's been a case proof positive of when you have no leadership, are the extremely weak leadership, but there was a time I called Biden weak. He's not weak. He's not a leader. He's not anything. He's a doofus. And that's all we should... This is the first time in my life that I've had absolutely zero, no respect for our president or the office that he holds right now. I still love our Constitution, but I've seen what an idiot and what corruption can do to our way of life. And Biden's administration is a prime example of our enemies are watching this, and I'm surprised that we haven't been attacked yet.
Oh, it's coming. Oh, I got that news coming up. You know, I might as well bring it up now while you were talking about it. We have 9 Americans still being held hostage.
And we keep having drones attacking our warships.
Oh, let's bring that in. That's in my addendum at the end of the show, but we'll bring it up now. By the way, they just pulled 10 IEDs. At the southern border, the Mexican military intercepted 10 IEDs coming across the border. Count them, 10 IEDs. Okay? You know what that means? Let me explain it to you. 8 million people snuck across the border that we know about. 1.5 to 2 million got in without us knowing about it. How many thousands have come in with fentanyl without being caught? How many thousands have come in now with IEDs? Well, we're going to soon find out, folks. I fear we're going to soon find out. This, the insanity that we have going on here is incredible. The wide open southern border. Do you not think that they have walked across Afghanistan, Hamas, the Houthis? They've come into this country, folks. They're here and they're just waiting. Just like they did in 9/11. They plan and they wait. And when Christopher Wray, who I don't agree with a lot, from the FBI says all of the red lights are flashing now, I've never seen anything like this before. What are we doing? We are acting like a self-sabotage, somebody who cuts our own wrists. We've lost our ability to understand what? To survive? Is that what we're looking to do? We're looking to end this country? Because we're heading right there. We are right there at the precipice. But We have 9 hostages still being held by Hamas. And I'm pretty much sure, I got to tell you, from what, as Israel goes through, I'm pretty sure most of those hostages, if not all of them, are gone. I hate to say it. That's my gut feeling. I hope I'm wrong. How is it that, here's another thing. How is it that this imbecile organization called the United Nations has not called for the immediate release of the hostages that were taken during the massacre? But somehow or another, they're calling for Israel to stop retaliation and trying to wipe out the people who committed the massacre. Why is that? Because it's a useless organization. And you know what? Maybe Trump was right. It's time to get out of that organization. Form an organization that will actually work, that has power in this world, that can actually do something in this world. Because the UN is uninhabitable. It is useless. It is more than useless because it takes up a lot of prime real estate in New York. And we fund the crap out of that. But why didn't they call for the release of the hostages? No, instead they're calling on Israel to give up the fight so Hamas can live another day to commit another genocide. Guess what? It's not going to happen. And for those of you Jews out there who think you want to vote Democrat, listen to what the Democrats are saying. Don't be the idiots. Don't be the useful idiots. They had those in Germany too, the useful idiots, the Jews. Okay? They are lying to you. Pay attention, folks. And it's to everybody, not just the Jews. Listen carefully for what they're telling you, but then look what they're doing. Okay? This is serious. This is your life. This is your country's life we're talking about right now. And you're not paying attention. You think, God, Joe Biden is a nice guy. He may be very nice, but he's no leader. And when America doesn't lead, the world has nobody to follow. And guess what? The new evil axis is forming now as we speak. Why? Because we have weak leadership. And you talked about it before. Here, I pulled this out this morning. A new news flash off the wires, okay? Maersk. Let me get this straight here. Maersk, the giant Danish shipping company, has now just advised that they will no longer have any of their ships go through the Suez Canal, where the Houthi rebels, backed by Iran, by the way, have been shooting missiles into the Red Sea at ships. So they are no longer going with their commercial ships through the Suez Canal or the Red Sea. You know what that's going to do? They're going to now have to travel around. It's called the Horn of Africa, all the way around Africa. That's why we built the Suez Canal. Remember that? So that cut down amazing amounts of trip, fuel, costs, time. But now we've allowed, with hundreds of millions of dollars of military equipment in the Red Sea, sent there to let this happen. And the Houthis keep launching missiles at commercial shipping. Put this on Biden's tab as well. Put it on his tab with the 13 dead Americans from Afghanistan and a bunch of people who have been killed by illegal aliens in America. Yeah, put that on Biden's tab. So what is going on that we haven't addressed? Well, so what does this do now? We have all this military firepower there and their targets. They're targets. I think what I'm going to do is create a cartoon where we have just a giant bullseye on the side of all our ships. And now our sailors' uniforms should include a bullseye on their backs. Because that's what Biden's done. He's made them targets. He's provided targets for Iran. And I'm saying Iran. Because nothing happens, Hezbollah, Houthis, Hamas, nothing happens without billions of dollars from funding from Iran. And why are they having lots of money right now? Well, we shut down American oil and gas production. So now Iran's selling hundreds of millions of dollars worth of oil. And they have it in their banks. And they take it out and they fund all these stupid organizations, all the terror organizations. We haven't hit them back with nothing. Nothing.
That, you know, that's the difference between Trump and a weak milquetoast like Biden. You know, every time somebody does something, I think about what would Trump have done or what would a powerful leader do? He would stand up and say, he wouldn't shake his finger at him and say, don't do that anymore, like Biden did.
Yeah, don't. I remember that.
You know?
Don't.
But he would stand, a strong leader would stand up and say, you know, that sound that you hear is the missiles that I just fired at your country. And like he did with Kim Jong-un, he showed him a picture of his house.
How about General Soleimani?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yep.
Gone. Goodbye. Thanks for complaining.
You know, you may have a button, but our button was, I don't know if it still is.
Was, we don't know who has the button anymore.
Yeah.
Jill probably hid it under the bed.
Yep. But, you know, a strong leader knows how to stop something before it ever really gets started.
And it goes back.
And when he says something, the enemy knows that he's telling the truth.
But it goes back to the redefinition of or redefining words, like deterrence. Biden doesn't have a clue what deterrence means. If he did, he's certainly not admitting to it because we haven't shown it. All we have done is provided targets in the Red Sea. Defensive possibilities. Great. Fantastic. You don't defend. What do they always say? The great defense is a better offense. And then the other thing is getting back to everybody is, you know, when you come to this college testimony, when these presidents testified, and there's an old saying, it says, it is better to be thought the village idiot than to speak and remove all doubt. I don't know who said it, so I can't give credit to them, but I didn't make it up. If you didn't see the hearings, go watch them. Go watch the village idiots of our time. The stench of the infestation from our universities is just, oh my God, it's all over Washington, all over Washington. And the other thing is, just to point out another great infrastructure bill, you know, the Grand Inflation Reduction Act, by the way. You know all those speeding tickets you're getting in the mail by the cameras? Paid for by our federal government. They gave $15 billion to states to put up speed cameras to increase their budgets, to close their budget gaps, I should say. So, I don't know. 1984, anyone? seeing the government surveillance everywhere? I'm telling you. In 2025, they're probably going to mandate that a video camera be put on your dashboard at every car. And every time you miss a stop sign, don't slow down, do 2 miles over the speed limit, you'll just get mailed a ticket. So I did want to hit a couple things before the end. I know we didn't get there again, but there's just too much always to go with. Hunter made a speech yesterday at Capitol Hill. This was the most affront to justice I have seen in a long time. Very long time, actually. Except for, never mind. So he gets up. He flies in from L.A., by the way, where he lives, apparently. Well, he lived at the White House, but no. Now he lives in L.A. So he flies in to give a speech at Capitol Hill. Now, mind you, he's under subpoena to testify on the 12th. That's when it actually wasn't yesterday. It was the 12th. He was supposed to testify before Congress. You don't have a choice when Congress issues a subpoena whether or not you want to go testify. Just ask Peter Navarro how that worked out for him. He did 4 months in jail and a whole host of other people who defied congressional subpoenas. The DOJ charged them and put them in jail. Why? Because you need to send a strong message. When a subpoena from Congress is issued, you go. You don't have a chance. It's not a, let's discuss this. They may do that sometimes and make some accommodations, but they're not required to, folks. When you're subpoenaed, you show up. And if not, you're in contempt of court. That's our judicial system, which I know they're also trying to tear down. You know, the farce of the January 6th committee and their subpoenas. If you didn't pay attention, they subpoenaed you. And if you didn't show up, they put you in jail. So now I want to see what happens. I want to see what happens. And Hunter used the phrase yesterday. I want to see if he goes and gets charged. Contempt of a subpoena. We'll see. Contempt of Congress. Because that's going to be the key. So now I'm looking at Hunter yesterday. And he uses the phrase debunked. debunked myths, the debunked lies. This is the funniest word I've heard out of Hunter Biden since I don't smoke crack. So he's allegedly clean is what he's claiming now. But based on his speech yesterday, I'd say he's living in an alternating reality. There's no chance that he's in our reality. So he says that the debunked myths and lies they told about him taking money and his father being involved in his business. And you notice again, they kind of morph things again, where his father never had any idea of what was going on, never met with any of his business partners, never met with anybody and had no clue what Hunter was doing. Never asked him either, surprisingly. Yeah, interesting. But yet when all the photos came out, with Joe Biden meeting with all of Hunter's partners and the phone conversations now coming out and the recordings that may exist and the fact that now he says at one point he was with his father sitting there, and if they didn't send it, he's got a low memory and his father's a tough guy. So the impeachment inquiry, we're going to get to somehow some evidence here. We're going to get to some substantial, significant investigation. I know they're going slowly and carefully. That's great. But you know what? The American people have never had any patience. But you know what? I'm glad the House approved the impeachment inquiry. And despite what the news is claiming and yelling, all of a sudden it looks like the tides have changed, you know, believe that there's nothing more than a conjoined effort by the Republicans. And this is what they're doing. The Republicans are doing nothing for the American people. Well, I didn't hear Jamie Raskin and the rest of these ilk yelling and screaming when they went after Trump for 4 years. Nah. I didn't hear that. Did you hear it? I did. So what I love about these people is they seem to be completely unaware, and especially Jamie Raskin, because he's the most vocal that I've seen so far. He seems to be unaware of the fact that videotapes and recordings are made and they exist of him not saying a word about chasing Donald Trump for 4 years without any evidence and not saying it's not proper to go to an impeachment without an impeachment inquiry. I didn't hear any of them yell about that. None of the Republicans, none of the Democrats, nobody yelled about that. So here's my theory. This is what's happening in reality. It's clear to me. The Democrat messaging machine is now full speed ahead. They're going to get rid of Joe Biden. Flopsy Mopsy, Adam Schiff, Jamie Raskin, the brainless AOC, they're all yelling about no evidence, no evidence. Well, stop yapping and take a look. The $24, $25, $30 million that moved, maybe more. All the SARS reports, suspicious activity reports from the objective banks that were just tossed aside, put aside. Yeah, we forgot about all of that, didn't we? Amazing. But that's okay, because maybe the Republicans will grow a spine. You know, that speech was defying a congressional subpoena and giving a speech at the front door of where you're supposed to be and then leaving is just a bizarre FU to the judicial system. And for a guy who claims to be the utmost of loyal to America, I'm sure Joe Biden told him to do it. That's my theory, because nothing's proven, right? So it's the establishment Democrats now figuring out that Joe Biden will have no chance of beating Donald Trump if he's the nominee. That's it. That's what's going on now. So what are they going to do? Who are they going to put in there? Who are they going to put in? That's the question. Are they going to bring Michelle Obama? Are they going to bring the great white hope, Newsom? I don't know. But I don't think the country could sustain being California. That much I can tell you. That much I can tell you. That's going to be a disaster. The America we knew, and why is it now gone? I don't know. And here's another tidbit. This is great this week. David Weiss made an emergency application to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court to get an emergency stay that his case goes forward on the Trump trial. This was the best. It's going to go ahead on his time frame. He didn't go to the appellate division, which is where you normally go, so that they could develop a record to see whether or not the Supreme Court would get involved. So he has to try this case now because it's a public crisis, is what he's claiming. But for 5 years, he didn't do anything. 5 years, he didn't do anything. That wasn't a crisis. He could have brought this case 3 years ago, but he waited until Trump was running. He waited until the middle of the election season. And that's what he did. And that's what's going on now. And if the Supreme Court doesn't see through this sham, this is this is the end of America. This is tantamount right now is what they're trying to do is they want to put that curtain back where Trump wants to pull it away so we can see what's behind there. It's just an abomination of America. And we just keep it going. We just keep going straight ahead. And you have people like Ian Sams coming out from the White House saying no evidence. Wake up. Are you kidding me? There's a pile of evidence, giant pile of evidence. Our southern border is out of control. IEDs are coming in America. The war in the Gaza Strip is out of control. Is this the normalcy they were talking about under Biden? No, thank you. I'm all good. I really, at this point, I've had enough of the Biden administration. And I think we need a change. And I can tell you, as far as I'm concerned, I don't think that Haley would be a good first choice. I think she's too tied into the establishment, and we need to break that out. I think that, you know, she's very competent. Don't get me wrong. DeSantis is very competent, but I don't think he has the chops yet. He doesn't have that savoir-faire that you need to be president, that charisma. What does they call it? Riz? Yes, in the new century, it's called Riz. But Trump, he's going to light it up. I'll tell you, you may not like the guy, but my life was better under him. I don't have to go to dinner with him. I don't have to grab a beer with him. I just need him to run this country and make sure the world is safe. Because under Trump for 4 years, nothing, no wars, nothing was started. Under Biden, 3 years, we got what? Turmoil everywhere in this world, including hostages still held by Hamas. This is Mark the Shark with a Bite of Reality. We're coming to the end of the show here. I want to thank you for listening and hope your week is pleasant and hope we survive. We're basically at this point, we're in survival mode for America. What else are we going to do? You know, we have so much turmoil here. We have to really get a hold of this. I mean, CPB is warning at the border. They'll be careful for IEDs. That's insane. Close the freaking border. What are we waiting for? Are we waiting for another 9/11 style attack? I don't know. I don't get it. We are falling. We are failing as a country. And we need to turn the ship around. I know it's like a giant barge. It takes time. But we need to turn the ship around. Biden has lost control of America. He's lost control of our streets. He's lost control of our criminals. He's lost control of our border. And the world is in chaos. While the world's burning, Biden thinks he's doing a great job. And they stopped using Bidenomics finally. You know what's going to happen? Yeah, the inflation rate's going to drop because we'll be in a depression, not a recession. That's not good. And if you think it is, vote for Biden. If he's still around. But I'm telling you, they're going to pull him out at the end. Right before where no one else can run, they're going to put somebody in there. It's the Democratic machine, folks. They resurrected Hillary again to help him. How bad down the totem pole do you have to be? How far down do you have to be when you're bringing Hillary in to try to save you? Yeah, we're going to bleach bit things again. Yeah, 30,000 emails disappearing. That's what they needed. They needed to get rid of those emails in that laptop. They should have called her early, come to think of it. That's brilliant. She knows how to do it. So I'm going to wrap it up. Thanks for listening. This is Mark the Shark saying over and out. That's it and that's all.
The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.